The Gemara Masechta Kedushin, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, teaches us Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says regarding the Torah Kedusha, the Samtem es Tvorei Eila Alavavchem. Explains the Gemara Vesamtem. What does the word Vesamtem mean? Samtam. Nimshla Torah Kesam Chayim. The Torah is compared to a Samtam, and as Rashi explains, that the Torah is a complete refuah. It's not missing anything. It's a medicine that's perfect. The Mashal explains that Tam is the same letters as Mace, Mem and Tav. The Torah is just the opposite of Mace. It brings life. And the Iyun Yaakov explains that the Gemara Masechta Erevin, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, says, Baraish loy kamidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas bas v'dam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like a human being. Midas bas v'dam, Adam noisim sam l'chaveri. By human beings, if somebody gives someone else a medicine, l'zeh yofel zeh kosha. We know some medicines are good for some people and not good for others. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu enukin. It is not like that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nos entirely, Yisrael, he gives Klal Yisrael the Torah. Sam chaim l'chol gufoy. It's a perfect medicine. Shenemar l'chol besoroi marpe. Another pshat that he suggests is that the pasuk says, V'yakov ish tam yoshev olim. So the Gemara here is teaching us, do you know for whom the Torah is a sam tam? If you're like Yaakov Avinu, that you are tam, that you shalim in your avodas Hashem. Another pshat that the Mefarshim suggest, the Gemara says that there are different etzes, how to combat the Yetzer Hara. Yaskalo Yavamisa, Yikka Krishma. But all of those etzes are not perfect. They only work, tshuva works to correct the past. Yavamisa works to make the future better. The Torah is a samtam. It has the ability to fix the past and work towards the future. Because as the Gra explains in Eliyahu, Torah magna umatzla. The Torah has the power to completely heal us and to completely protect us. Continues the Gemara
in saying, Marshal Laadam, the Gemara compares this to a marshal to an individual, Shehika es benoi makir gedoyla, that he hit his son, v'nichloi retia al makosvei, but then he puts a bandage on his wound. V'amaloi b'ni kozman shretia zu al makoscha, as long as this bandage is on your makah, echol ma shenoscha, eat what you want, ishei ma shenoscha, drink what you want. For choitz bein b'chamen bein mitzayinen, you can wash in warm water and cold water. Ben atem esyari, ben atem avira. But if you remove it, harei malagumi, you will get the wound infected. Kach haKadosh Baruch Hu amalam liYisrael. So does haKadosh Baruch Hu say to Yisrael, b'ni b'rasi l'chem b'rasi yetzer hara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I created the yetzer hara. But I created the antidote Torah. V'matam oiskim b'Torah. If you learn Torah ata iya ata nimsurim b'yada, you have nothing to be concerned. Shlomim taitiv se'es. V'mein atam oiskim b'Torah. But if you don't learn the Torah ata nimsurim b'yada, you will fall into the hands of the Yetzer Hara. Shnem l'pesach chatis ro'yitz. V'layoyd, furthermore, el shkamasoy matnabach. The Yetzer Hara will put all of its intentions, attention at you, lachshilach, shenema to cause you to trip up. Shenema vaylechot shukasoi, v'matroitza ata moishbay. But if you want, you could prevail.
by learning Torah. So the Gemara explains to us that somebody who does Averis explains the Miri, even if he has terrible Averis, the Torah could prevent him from falling into the hands of those Averis, and he will ultimately do tshuva. The Mashah has a different explanation. He says the world is a difficult place, and the only way we could be sure, he explains, that we will indeed be able to survive in this difficult world is by learning Torah. That will prevent us from doing the wrong thing. The Torah puts us on the right path. Moreover, the Chasam Sofer says that somebody who learns Torah, he ends up being stronger than the Yetzer Hara. And as the Maral explains, the Yetzer Hara's entire purpose is to make us do wrong. Torah is a positive force, and therefore we need to learn Torah, and the Torah puts us on the right path. The Hamatan explains that what the Gemara means to say here is not just that if somebody learns Torah, then the food that he eats won't affect him negatively. It's much deeper than that, he says. If somebody is a person, and we'll speak about this more, Mitzvah Shem, if somebody is a person who learns Torah, that what he is able to accomplish is that even his Olam Hazeh activities are mitzvahs and help him get Olam Haba. As it says in Pirkei Avos, he explains, in Perek Hey, Mishnah Yates, Tamidav Shel Avram Avinu, Oichlam Ba'olam Hazav and Noichlam La'olam Haba. So he says what the Tana means to say is Oichlam Ba'olam Hazav, through their eating in this world, even if they're enjoying Olam Hazav, they're eating this world, that eating is Noichlam La'olam Haba, help them get Olam Haba. Everything they do is considered a mitzvah. And in fact, then Yaakov says that the Gemara says in Masechta Tainis Daf Yud Aleph from the base that a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to fast, because if a Talmud Chacham fast, he won't be able to have the proper energy to learn. So that's what the Gemara says. If you learn Torah Choyl, then you have to eat, because if you eat, because a Talmud Chacham is not supposed to fast. So the Gemara here says that the Torah is a tavlin against the Yetzer Hara. So the Mefarshim explain, what does the Gemara mean when it says that the Torah is a tavlin against the Yetzer Hara? The Mesilas Yesharim explains with a mashal. He says there was a person who was not well, and he went to the doctors and asked them to help cure him. They recognized the diseased, and they prescribed the medicine against that disease. He went and took a different medicine. So that certainly won't help him. He'll only make it worse. So too says the Mesilas Yesharim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with a Yetzer Hara. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most expert doctor that exists, and if he says that's the only way, that's the only way. The Leif Simcha explains, Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, he says that just like when you have a food that isn't tasty, but if you put in its spice, the spice makes it tasty. So too, does he say, is the power of the Torah. The Yetzer Hara, who's bitter, who's here to trip us up all the time, the Yetzer Hara gets changed completely through our learning Torah. In fact, I saw the Ben Yoyada says that that's pshat, that the Torah is a tavlin. Because we know when we speak about doing tshuva, so if somebody does tshuva me'ahava, the halach is that the averus become zuchiyos. That's what the Gemara means to say here. That the Torah tavlin is, the power of the Torah is so strong that it makes the averus that the Yetzer Hara caused you to do into mitzvahs. And in fact, there's a vart from the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer says, Toiv ze Yetzer Toiv, Ma'oid ze Yetzer Hara. Why is the Yetzer Hara considered Toiv Ma'oid? How could somebody call the Yetzer Hara Toiv Ma'oid? Explains the Ksav Sofer. Because the truth of the matter is that the Yetzer Hara is really created for our benefit. The Yetzer Hara is created for us to challenge us to do better. And that's what he says is Pshat Baras Yetzer Hara, Baras Loi Taira Tavlin. The Yetzer Hara is the tavlin that makes our life so much more meaningful. But the Mefarshim discuss, when we discuss here in the Gemara that the Torah is the tavlin against the Yetzer Hara, what is meant when we say that the Torah is a tavlin against the Yetzer Hara? So he says to the Birka Yosef at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, in Ayra Chaim, Simon Aleph, Sifkotan Aleph, says, Roy Lechol Tam Lechachem, Sheikve Eith, Lipam Lipam, every time Lechachem should designate a time, Lilmoid B'Sifri Musar, to learn Sifri Musar, the greater you are, the more you need to be concerned about Yetzer Hara. And this person is busy learning. He's busy being mechadish chidushim. He may become arrogant. And other bad behavior traits. So he says, I learned that when the Gemara here says that the Yetzer Hara is the tavlin, hutechachas musar, is by learning musar. And so does the Pelayoid says, hatavlin yetzer negra Yetzer Hara, hu limud hamusar. The tavlin against Yetzer Hara is learning musar. So they're saying a very interesting point. They're saying that it's not just that the Torah has the ability to challenge the Yetzer Hara, but it specifically is Musar. And actually, I saw a very sharp vart. I saw a very, very sharp vart from the Sefer Afkus Rachel. There was a Rav in Hungary, Rav Hillel Kolomaya. And he, as many other Mefarshim, try to understand the wording of our Gemara when the Gemara calls the Torah tavlin. He explains, why is the Torah called a tavlin? Tavlin is a spice. So he explains as follows. Torah could be not necessarily always the best thing. How do I say that? He says, if somebody learns Torah, and the Torah he learns causes him to be arrogant, he thinks that I'm a great Talmud Chacham. I'm greater than everyone else. That's not the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn. And therefore, when the Gemara says here, Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, the Gemara says, it matters what kind of Torah you're learning. Sometimes the Torah could be a Tavlin. Sometimes the Torah could help you grow if you learn Musar. And sometimes just the opposite could happen because of your Torah. So you have to know which Torah to learn. You have to learn Torah Sam Musar. Then there's a very interesting tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef in the Shailos HaTshuvos Yabia Omer, Chelek Zayin Yerideya Simen Yud Zayin.
The issue discussed primarily in that shuva is if somebody approaches a Talmud Chacham and they want to begin a Yisachar Zvulun relationship, where the wealthy person will support the Talmud Chacham. And this person, this Talmud Chacham, doesn't want to be supported for his learning. So he quotes Reb Chaim Volozhiner that there's nothing wrong by being supported for your learning and sharing the schar of your learning with someone else. On the contrary, that he says, if you are not prepared to share in the schar of your learning with someone else, so it shows that your entire goal in learning is only to have schar, is only to get reward. And if that's, and that's why it's understandable that you're not prepared to share that reward with someone else, which is, of course, the wrong goal in learning. On the contrary, one should be prepared, he says, to enter into Yisachar's Vulin relationship. Number one, because now that I'll have Parnosa in an easier way, he'll be able to learn more, he'll be able to learn better, he'll have Yishuv Hadas, which is the goal of our learning, that we should learn better and more and bring Nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll be able to do something nice to help another Jew get schar for doing a good thing. But then he continues. He says, a chiddush, that not only, as our Gemara says, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Loi Torah Tavlin, that the Torah is the protection against the Yetzahara, he says that the Torah not only protects those that learn Torah, the Torah even protects those that support the Loim Day Torah. So he says, could you imagine? The person who enters into this Yisachar Zvulun relationship, he creates a situation that because of his learning, someone else is now going to be protected from doing Averis. What a wonderful opportunity we have. And therefore, he says it's, of course, commendable to enter into a Yisachar Zvulun relationship.